Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the People Show. Check the Pulse of Escher Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. Last week, I put out a show and I talked about the Rutgers game, the second half of the Rutgers game, and could that potentially be what the Huskers look like in the future going forward, okay? So if you missed that show, go back and check it out. But if the Huskers are going to be able to put up 500, 600 yards of offense, if they're actually going to be able to score some points in the future, if we actually hope that that's what the Huskers are going to look like going forward in the future, other than executing the little things and getting proper snaps and not killing ourselves with penalties and turnovers, which I've talked about ad nauseum, how do they actually get there? What's the biggest thing on offense, specifically, that they need to improve on going forward to actually be able to have that kind of production going forward and actually get more points as well as yardage, things of that nature? For me, they actually ran the ball pretty well, okay? Now, you can always get better, but they ran the ball on average 42 times a game. That's a concerted effort to run the football, ladies and gentlemen. They averaged 201 rushing yards per game. That's not bad, okay? That's pretty good. You can always get better, but that's pretty good in my book, okay? We got to get more dynamic in the passing game. The biggest thing the Huskers need to improve on is we got to get more dynamic in the passing game. Only six programs, okay, out of 128 had a worse explosive rating than Nebraska. Now, we completed 68% of our passes last year, and I mentioned some of these stats in previous shows. 68%, that's not bad, okay? All right, we only averaged 190 passing yards a game. You got to get more than that, okay? We averaged just over 6 yards per pass attempt. You got to get more than that. We had 5 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Obviously, not a phenomenal ratio. You look at a guy like Wandale Robinson, who's probably our most dynamic and versatile player that we have on offense. He didn't score his first touchdown of the year until the last game against Rutgers. Okay, 87 touches he had before he got his first touchdown of the season. He got 2 in the Rutgers game, so he had 97 total touches throughout the season and only 2 total touchdowns. Now, how do we get that to change? How do we spread the field? How do we become more dynamic? Well, it starts by receivers getting open. It starts by receivers spreading the field. I look at a guy like Xavier Betts. He showed a little bit of what he could do last year. That guy has some talent and ability, okay? Hopefully he develops, improves, and he could be a guy that could stretch the field for us. Omar Manning, I don't know if he's real or not. I'm starting to wonder if Scott Frost just made him up, like to scare opposing defenses. I'm kidding. I know he's real. Bad joke. I'm hoping he's a guy that can help make a difference next year. Okay, you got Xavier Betts. You got Omar Manning. A guy like Thomas Fedone coming in. He's a true freshman. I get it. Okay, but if you watch him, he's got talent. Maybe you can do some things here and there with him if nothing else is true freshman season. I'm curious about a guy like Logan Smothers, because obviously it's not just the receivers or the tight ends. It's the entire offense is connected. Okay, you got the quarterback, right? Adrian, towards the end of the year, was our starting quarterback. I don't know what's going to happen with him. I don't know what's going to happen with Luke. Is it going to be one of those guys? I'm curious to see what a guy like Logan Smothers can do. If you watch his high school highlight film, the guy is a legit dual threat quarterback. I'm curious to see what he can do, how he figures into this quarterback battle. Maybe Luke wins the starting job. Maybe it's Adrian. Maybe it's Logan. I don't care. I'll say the same thing I said all last offseason. I want a quarterback battle, a legit one, and whoever earns it. Now, let's say Luke doesn't win it. He's a freak athlete, ladies and gentlemen. It's only actually his third year of playing quarterback. His freshman, sophomore year, his brother played quarterback at Valor High School in Colorado. His junior year, his split time, so he started his senior year. His redshirt year, he played quarterback in this past year. It's only his third full year. So he could go to another position, potentially, if needed, and make a big impact there. Now, one thing that would help is making a more concerted effort to run with our running backs. Because it was kind of, where's Waldo, where's Wandale? Wherever Wandale was, that's where the ball was going. Well, when he was in the backfield a lot, and I know Dedrick Mills was beat up a little bit last year, but when he's in the backfield, it was kind of obvious where the ball was going sometimes. Okay, of our 15 rushing touchdowns last year, 10 of them went to quarterbacks. 10 of them. Okay, we got to get the ball to our running backs more consistently. Okay, and that allows Wandale to be out as a wide receiver. Now you got to worry about the running back. You got to worry about the quarterback. You got to worry about Wandale. Maybe Xavier Best steps up. Maybe somebody else steps up. Thomas, whoever, I don't care. Now you got more issues you got to worry about as a defense rather than, hey, let's focus on one or two guys. Let's crowd the line of scrimmage until they beat us deep. Okay, the offensive line, you know, a lot of young guys. You look at a guy like Ethan Piper, Bryce Benhart, got a lot of starting time playing experience last year. Turner Corcoran looked good. Okay, giving the quarterback time to throw is what I'm saying. At times the O-line struggled last year. Okay, they only gave up 13 sacks, but it was also only 8 games. Okay, sometimes the quarterbacks missed open receivers. It's all connected. The offensive line giving the quarterback time, the time, the quarterback finding the open receivers, the receivers getting open. It's all connected, ladies and gentlemen. But to me, in my humble opinion, by the way, this is still my favorite Herbie Husker of all time. All right, that's the biggest thing the Huskers offense need to improve on going forward. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red. Happy New Year, and always remember to throw the bones.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.